Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
The curse and blessing of a respected intellectual property is that it's going to age. James Bond does a great job of recycling their characters, their lead actors, every once in a while. Some franchise or intellectual properties have a tougher time. The Hardy Boys, for example, they've had a couple TV incarnations, but the literary incarnations of the Hardy Boys have always remained those stagnant books that had that musty smell that you'll find in your grandmother's place or in the book barn for a quarter, and nobody still wants to read. So let's update that for a little bit for today's modern sensibilities, why don't we? Let's check this out. It's the Hardy Boys Mystery, the Hardy Boys Adventures. Were they ever called the Hardy Boys Mysteries? I don't know. That could have been the TV show. I'm showing my age. As if my bald head doesn't do that enough. The Hardy Boys Adventures. This is the Smuggler's Legacy. It's book number, what is this? 25. 25 by Franklin W. Dixon. Now here's the difference in this literary series, ladies and gentlemen. The Hardy Boys are modernized. It's crazy. No, they're the same goofy kids who are solving mysteries and have a penchant for solving things and helping people in trouble. But it's modern times. They've got a cell phone, and the kids are the same age. I'm guessing they're around 16 or 17. They're in their mid to early high school years, and they've got a reputation in their small hometown as being mystery kids. And in the Smuggler's Legacy, they go to the big city, New York City. And here's where the book really kind of succeeds. It looks the elephant in the room in the face and says, you know what? We realize that some people are going to think it's just a Scooby-Doo, Goofy Gang, Mystery Incorporated type nonsense. And the book even self-references that. And that's the great thing about the book is it knows enough to know that people are going to not take it seriously because of its pedigree. And it looks at that and says, okay, we're going to address it and move past it. If you can do that, it's a really entertaining book. It really is. Because it's got enough kind of, I'll call them plausible deniability or pregnant pauses to make audiences say, you know what, it's a fun, goofy book. And goofy is the wrong word there. It's not hijink, slapstick stuff. It's kids solving a mystery to help out this lady. But it's entertaining. It is. It has got the, it's got that baggage of it that people know the Hardy Boys. Some kids know the Hardy Boys. However, if you look past it and say, you know what, this is an updated, modernized version of the Hardy Boys, let's check it out. However, you old school moms and dads, if you look at the text for this, you're going to say, this is not the Hardy Boys of yore. This is a simpler version. And it is a simpler version, but that's okay, because it's meant for those kids who are in fifth grade and middle school to dig into and read, because the chapters are a little bit shorter, the text is simpler, and it's an easier reading level. But beggars can't be choosers, man. They can't. It's good, entertaining fun for those fifth graders all the way through middle school. It's the Hardy Boys Adventures, The Smuggler's Legacy.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.